Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan, and joining me in studio on this Tuesday is City Manager for the City of Coffeyville, Mark Hall. How are you this morning?
Doing great. In fact, I had to take down my rain gauge. I had it up and hoped and
We were, you know, this close. I thought we were going to see some rain, and then it moved on out.
Yeah,
so
I went out there faithfully every day and looked at it, and it never had anything in it.
Well, hey, listen, I haven't seen a fair and rodeo yet where we haven't gotten some type of rain during the fair and rodeo, so still hold out hope we may see something.
We hope for the fair to be great, not have problems, but we do hope for
a little rain. So we got a city commission meeting tonight. Just let's go over the agenda. Anything stick out in the consent agenda, and then kind of some new business as well?
No. And as we discussed, the commission, of course, reviews and approves the minutes. And then there's a public hearing. And this is I think everybody's heard about it, the revenue neutral rate. It is one of those. Basically, it was designed for transparency. And it is what goes with it is when a city, in a majority of cities, use the revenue to exceed the revenue neutral rate. It is a mailer will be sent out to all property taxpayers, and basically sitting there giving them aware, you know, what things are happening, and that way they're informed. But it has been done by cities for, you know, Coffeyville and other cities that I know of have always been transparent, and that is you do have a public hearing where the public is always welcome, you know, to come to approve the budget, which the formal approval of the budget will be the August 23rd meeting. But that is just saying, making the statement in the consent agenda that the city commission, which they use the word exceed in there, it's just a calculation, exceed the revenue neutral rate. And the other is for approval of budget, which is August 23rd. We're announcing that. And then, of course, the appropriations, which are paying our bills. And that includes, and that number is usually higher simply because our involvement with electric. But then, you know, we don't have any comments from citizens, but it is one of those we always welcome citizens to come. We learn, and it is, we know we have to improve. And that is something that if there's some concern, please bring it to our attention. We can sometimes help and sometimes we can't, but maybe we can give a direction that there should be a solution. And we don't have any public hearings, old business, we don't have any. And then, of course, we move to new business, and that is a discussion and decision for consideration, the appointments to the Juvenile Committee of Corrections Board. And there'll be some applicants there, and the commission will consider them. And then there's a resolution to enter into agreement with Spartan Utility Services for a pole attachment inventory audit, and that's for the electric utility. And that's going out and looking at, you know, how many poles we have in our electric system, and then doing an assessment of where they are to, you know, how many, these kind of things, and actually doing the physical count. And then that's kind of a short agenda, but then we have the city's manager's report, and then the comments from commissioners and staff. But there's not any executive sessions, and we do reports that we have attached is one I might just bring up is our sales tax report. The city is, and we want to thank all the citizens of Coffeyville for purchasing locally. It does. These are things, the sales tax allows the city to do things that it couldn't do without raising taxes. So sales tax is very important. It's up. Of course, last year we set a record in collections, and we're exceeding that at this point right now for the year. But it is one of those that I think everybody understands that the sales tax is roughly a third of the sales tax. 33% is collected from people that don't even live in Coffeyville. So anytime somebody passes through and buys something, a candy bar, you know, or clothing or whatever, they contribute to the sales tax. And that's why the sales tax is used for so many things, simply because instead of putting that entire burden on the people that live in the city limits, we take advantage of all those that go through Coffeyville or come here to shop or purchase items at Walmart and the local shops. So it is a good thing, and that's up. But other than that, mowing is cut down, so we've shifted to more projects. I know I wish we were mowing, because that means we got some rain. But we, instead of waiting for the rain, we're just putting more emphasis on getting projects started. And that way, going into the winter season, we're busier sometimes than we are in the summer season. So
yeah, I noticed the last at least week, maybe a couple weeks, that crosswalks have been painted and your arrows, you know,
you
turn
bet.
Lane arrows and different stuff has been painted up and down the streets over in downtown, over on Buckeye as well. Yeah. So
we're getting ready for, of course, the school year. That's starting, and I believe Friday is the first day this week, and for some, and it is one of those we want to make sure everybody's safe, but it's one of those that we had a situation, if you notice, over the bridge. There's a kind of a crooked line. What it was is when we were spraying, the painting machine got stuck, and we couldn't turn it off. So you have paint, and we'll get that corrected as time goes on. It's time to get out there. Of course, it seems like with the temperatures and how hot the asphalt is, as soon as the paint hits it, it dries. So we're out there getting ready for the school year, and of course that gets the whole town ready on doing lining.
Yeah, well, and you know, school year means that football season is here.
You bet.
Means that people are coming in for football games and a lot of events. You know, fall's a great time for events as well. Interstate Fair and Rodeo kicks it off, and then Brewfest and all sorts of stuff.
I think it's always a great time of year. Of course, you know, any time in Coffeyville is a great time, but it's a lot of things. Talking to the Chamber of Commerce, a lot of things, a lot of events coming up. I know there's even more being put on the list, so we're excited about going to the latter part of this year.
All right. Well, again, 6:30 tonight, the commission meeting. Where can people, if they want to attend?
Yeah.
If they want to attend in person, where do they need to go? If they want to listen or watch it, where can they go?
And like I say, we welcome people to come see us. If you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side of City Hall, there's a rampway down to the customer service door. And that'll be open. You'll walk through the door and turn to your left, and you'll see an elevator. And if you'll take that up to the second floor, that's where the commission meeting is held. And, of course, like I said, is we welcome. We learn from the public, and we know there's good things in it, and there's some concerns that we need to discuss. So that's a good way to get there.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping in this morning. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your week, as hopefully August is good to you.
Well, Matt, I think I appreciate it, and stay safe out there. Try to stay cool. I know it's very hot, Coffeyville, but you're very important to us.
We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.